praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee served the Lord faithfully for more than 70 years, culminating with his exhaustive commentary on the entire scriptures called Life Study of the Bible. Today, we're happy to bring you recorded excerpts from his ministry, along with some of our own considerations. At the end of the program, we'll give you the website where you can find more about the remarkable ministry of these two men. But for now, please enjoy today's program. The Bible is so unique, so marvelous, and so mysterious that there are seemingly no words left to describe it. While some portions can seem lofty and beyond the grasp of casual readers, many of its most profound passages are characterized by the simplest of language. This is especially true in the Gospel of John, and maybe one of the reasons that people love this book so much. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. How simple, and yet how so wonderfully profound. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Once again, simple words, but meaning so deep that it exceeds our finite ability to comprehend it in full. It seems everyone has their favorite passage or verse or story from the Gospel of John. But at its core, at its most essential level, what is this book trying to convey to us? Well, the central theme, the central thought of the Gospel of John exactly matches that of the Scripture itself, and that is to reveal to us just two primary matters, life and building. Here with us for our first life study in the Gospel of John, Ron Kangas. Ron, it's wonderful to have you.
Good to be here for the recovery version of the life study of John. Two comments on your opening fellowship. One concerns the elegant simplicity of the Gospel of John. Only the Lord knows what it took to produce this kind of constitution in the Apostle John, that he could present the most profound revelations, yet in language that is at about a second grade level, for the most part. We need to have regard for this. But the second thing I would say is, because it's so simple, we may suppose that we can readily grasp the thought. However, the fact is, the Gospel of John has been subject to outrageous misinterpretation and misrepresentation. Example, in my Father's house are many abodes. Another simple declaration. But the common supposition is that, this is heaven, and the abodes are palaces or mansions or some kind of dwelling, physically understood, in the eternal realm. This is, to use perhaps an overused word, but I think it's suitable here, is exceedingly egregious. And so this opens the way for my second observation. The Bible reveals the primary matters of life and building. But I suspect that virtually countless of readers of the Bible and listeners to this program would demur. They would say, what is this in the Bible?
Right.
Because their Bible doesn't speak of this to them. Well, two things, and then we can go on to what you have next for us in this program. The Bible itself is a book of the triune God as life to us and the building of God in the divine life. And that building is organic, it's living, it's his corporate expression. But as we may see, I don't know if this will come out in the segments, so I'll mention it now. We need to have spiritual insight and a heavenly view to discover what's in the Word. It's there. We're not inventing anything. We're not reading anything into it. It's there.
Right.
But what's there may not be apparent to us if we read with secular eyes, with common eyes, with natural concepts. I can assure our listeners, this whole life study is replete, is filled with divine spiritual insight and a heavenly view into the Scripture as a whole and into the Gospel of John in particular, and based upon what is in the Word and what is disclosed in the Spirit. The Bible is a book of life and building. The Gospel of John is a gospel of life and building. And this series of messages from the life study of John will highlight life and building. I believe we cannot repeat this enough. And these two words need to penetrate the hearts and minds and spirits of the believers. Life and building. If you want to know John, you need to open up to the light in the Word concerning, have I said it?
Yeah, I think so.
Life and building.
Perfect introduction. I wanted to just underscore this matter of the need of some heavenly assistance to open our eyes from that perspective as we come to these matters. You know, if you chronicle all the verses in John that touch the matter of life, plainly, simply, with the word life, it's a long list, and we'll hear these verses again and again and hear them referred to. So in one sense, to have life revealed, Christ is life revealed in these pages, is not so mysterious. But the matter of building, which is of equal importance, is much more under the surface here, but nonetheless, as you said, absolutely present. So the matter of building really needs a special revelation almost, doesn't it, Ron?
It does. Example is in Matthew 16, when Peter received the revelation from the Father concerning Jesus being the Christ, the Son of the living God. Based upon that, the Lord said, I say also unto you, I will build my church. And the illustration in the Old Testament is that the building of the tabernacle had its source in the heavenly vision given to Moses with the repeated admonition, build it according to the pattern shown on the mountain. And in Ephesians, in the New Testament reality, we have the same thing. We need a spirit of wisdom and revelation to know and to realize God's building, what God means by building. Eventually, with John, again, in his revelation, he's carried away in spirit to see the consummation of life and building, the New Jerusalem, the city of living water, the city of the tree of life, the city of the light of life, resurrection city, that is the enlarged, consummate Holy of Holies, is the city of God, the building of God. We need to be in the Spirit. We need to turn our heart to the Lord to be unveiled. We need our minds to be enlightened, to see what is in the Scriptures and what is in John regarding Christ as life and the building as the corporate expression of the Christ who is life to us through all the believers, matured, perfected, and glorified.
All right. With that, let's join Witness Lee with this first portion of the life study of John.
The Bible is so consistent. If you read the Bible with full attention, you could see the Bible starts with two things, with life and building. Right after the creation of man, life was introduced. God placed man in the garden in front of the tree of life. Life! Life is here. And following this, you have a river flowing. And this river flowing brought forth materials. Gold, denim, that means pearl, and onyx stone. These precious materials, no doubt, according to the further revelation of the scripture, we see for what? For the building. Even in chapter 2 of Genesis, you do have the building. God took out a rib of Adam, and God used that rib to build a wife. The man was created, but the wife was builded. So you see, in this chapter 2 of Genesis, you have life. You have the materials brought forth out of life, and you have also the building of a wife, no doubt, with the precious materials. Then we go through the whole book, and we come to the last two chapters of Revelation. We can see a building there, a building of the New Jerusalem. And in this building, again, we have the river of life flowing and the tree of life growing in the water. Now, it is so clear that the Bible ends with what it starts. It starts with life and building, and it ends with the same thing.
Well, I think he said what you and I were trying to say in the introduction in our opening fellowship. He said it so succinctly.
Right.
We've got the Bible beginning and ending, both with life and building, and then John here, this towering, marvelous gospel in the middle, spanning the two, really giving us, and I hate to borrow a modern term as well, but I'll say a very holistic view of the whole of the Bible, doesn't it?
It does. Just to reiterate what our brother presented, in Genesis 1, life, no doubt about it, tree of life, the elements of building, gold, delium, precious stone, the building of a woman out of the rib. Then this is reflected in the last two chapters of Revelation, where you have a city, which is a woman, because it's not a physical entity, it's a person, a corporate person. The life is there. The tree of life, the river of water of life is there. It's the consummate building. And John truly is the bridge, because John spans eternity to eternity. In the beginning, that's eternity without a beginning. And the end of chapter 1, in verse 51, the Lord's word to Nathanael, you will see heaven opened, the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. This points to the eternal consummation. So in John, which emphasizes eternal life, we have a bridge connecting God's thought and eternity past, portrayed in type mainly in Genesis, and so many matters that will link us to the eternal consummation in the New Jerusalem. So John is just the perfect book for us to be in right now, to be on this bridge, and this life study will take us across the bridge from eternity into eternity, and every step we take, everywhere we go, it will be life and building, life and building, life and building. God is a God of life and building. The Bible's a book of life and building. John is a book of life and building. This life study is a life study focused on life and building, and we are here to affirm life and building.
Well, why don't we join Witness Lee on this bridge? He's going to bring some portions right out of John that reemphasize the fact that this really is the gospel that gives us life and building.
Life is the triune God dispensed into our being. What is building? Building is the enlargement of God to express God in a corporate way. God didn't create a couple. God only created a husband. Then where, from where the wife came? the wife came out of the husband. And eventually the wife became what? Became an enlargement of the husband. That is the building. Eve, as the wife of Adam, was God's building. And that building was the enlargement of Adam, was the expansion of Adam. And we know Adam was a figure, a type of God. And Eve was a figure, a type of God's building. And this building, no doubt, was a part of Adam. So this part of Adam became Adam's enlargement, Adam's expansion. You read the Bible carefully. In the beginning of the Bible, you have just God there in Genesis 1. But you read through the Bible, you come to the book of Revelation. You have God in the center with what? A city as the enlargement.
Well, there's so many ways we could go here, but for the sake of time, Ron, I'll just ask you for what you'd like to comment on. We heard a lot here, didn't we?
I'd like to just comment on two matters. The first is the Lord's word to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then he was Simon. He changed his name to Stone. I mean, this is quite marvelous. It shows the Lord's view of his followers, of his believers. And it points out two things. They're implied. One is, you have to be transformed. You have to be changed substantially, essentially in your constitution by the life that is in the eternal Word, who is the Son of God, is his expression. You're a stone. Peter is our representative. As a stone, you're not a complete unit in yourself. You're a part of something corporate, part of a building. And the believers need to realize this. We have been regenerated. Now we need to be transformed to become stones, living stones and precious stones. And for this, we need Christ as life, in actual experience and enjoyment. And then we realize we cannot be individualistic, isolated, independent units. We are part of a corporate entity. And the second point I'm commenting on immediately follows from this. This corporate entity is the Father's house.
Right.
And the Father's house is not heaven. And the abodes are not palaces or mansions or physically understood dwelling places in heaven. They are the believers who in Christ abide in the triune God and who have the triune God abiding in him. So here are two striking things, Chris. The first is, you're a stone. I'm a stone. All our listeners are stones.
Mm.
We need to realize this. But we're a stone because the Lord intends to transform us into such. And we are a stone for the building, and the building is the Father's house in John 14. If we don't see the need for transformation in life and building in life, we nullify, as far as we're concerned, the eternal purpose of God. And we misconstrue the Bible, and we misunderstand the Gospel of John, and that's intolerable. John is a book of life and building. The life makes us stones, and as stones we're built together into the Father's house, which is a mutual dwelling place for God and his redeemed.
Hmm.
This is a kind of extract
right.
of the gospel. You put 142 together with chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. You see, we are stones in life for the building of the Father's house as a living organism. God's goal is not heaven. God's goal is his building where he will live with us and in us, and we will live with him and in him for eternity. This is the Bible, this is John, and this is the word of this ministry.
Well, let's go back to Witness Lee for a very short third segment where we'll see a little bit more about what this building really is.
In the beginning, what you have was merely God himself. No expansion, no enlargement, but through all the generations, God has been working and working and working himself into many of us. Eventually, we all become his building. And this building is an enlargement of God himself. So this building will become God's expansion. And this expansion will just express God in a corporate way. This is God's building. It is not just I depend upon you and you depend upon me and all your sisters just depend one another and all your brothers all are dependent one another. I tell you, that is not so adequate yet. The proper building is the enlargement of God, the expansion of the triune God to express God himself in a corporate way. This is exactly what is revealed in full in the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, it is revealed that the triune God is being dispensed in so many believers. And all the believers with the transfusion and infusion of the triune God will become the enlargement of the triune God. And this enlargement of the triune God is the expansion, the building, and the expression of God. This is the revelation of the Gospel of John. I would ask you to take this down, not only on your notes, but on your heart.
Ron, this is no ordinary Bible study, is it? We just got an exhortation that I thought was really striking.
It needs to be written on our heart. No, it's not an ordinary Bible study. It's called a life study for a reason. It's a study of the truths throughout the Scriptures, but it's a study in the way of life, in life, for life, unto life, by life. The one thing I would emphasize here, following this last portion from Brother Lee, these striking expressions, enlargement, expansion,
yeah.
And expression. Some may stumble, perhaps, unless, you know, they're willing to grant us a fair hearing. Enlargement, God's enlargement. Well, God in himself is infinite. God does not increase or decrease. God in his being cannot be enlarged. But God is enlarged in the sense of imparting himself in Christ as the Spirit into millions of believers, making us his counterpart, just as Eve was Adam's counterpart. And in that sense, God is enlarged. His expression initially was only in Christ the Son. Eventually, his expression will be in a corporate person composed of untold millions of glorified sons of God. This, in God's economy, is his enlargement. It is also his expansion, just as the branches increasing and spreading are the expansion of the vine, which is Christ, who is God incarnate. And this enlargement and expansion are expression, a corporate expression. That is what building is. The building is God being enlarged and expanded in the sense, not that he himself in his being enlarges or expands, but in the sense that he comes into us and is enlarged by spreading into us and filling us and overflowing from within us. And through the preaching of the gospel, he spreads. The goal of all this is a corporate expression. This is what building is. This is what the Father's house is. This is what the New Jerusalem is. This is what the church is. And God's purpose is to have this. Redemption is not an end in itself. Redemption is to bring us back to Christ as the tree of life, that we may be born of God, transformed in life to be stones, to be built up together as a spiritual house, which house culminates in the holy city, the New Jerusalem, the wife of the redeeming God. These are divine thoughts, and we present to our listeners, to our auditors, the testimony. This is the Bible. This is the revelation in the Scriptures. This is the Bible understood and read with insight and heavenly view. We say sincerely before the Lord, without exalting any human being, this ministry faithfully presents the Gospel of John according to spiritual insight and heavenly view. If we have that insight, if we have that view, we will see life and building all over the place, and we will aspire to be persons of life, growing in life, transformed in life, and eventually built up in life, because we're stones and parts of the Father's house, and ultimately we will be part of the eternal building of God, the New Jerusalem. This is God's intention. This is God's economy. This is the divine revelation. And this is the burden of this ministry.
Well, I think because of time, all we can just say is amen. This is not an ordinary Bible study. This is an extraordinary life study. And we implore you, if you can be with us, try not to miss any of these programs. Great to have you, Ron, for the first one.
A privilege to be here. I enjoyed it very much. Life and building. Praise the Lord.
I'm looking forward to all these programs.
Me too.
Join us again for our next life study of the Gospel of John. For Ron Kangas, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening today.
Dear Lord, we give ourselves to Thee. Receive us in.
This program is brought to you by Living Stream Ministry, publisher of the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. To find more about these two 20th century New Testament ministers, we invite you to visit our website, lsm.org. There you'll find more than 600 titles from both authors available online. You can also listen to recordings of Witness Lee's spoken messages and see the full array of material that Living Stream has to offer. Again, that's lsm.org. Thank you for listening today.